Jason Law at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
So grateful.
Amen.
We thank God for another day.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Like Mama and them used to say, where He has blessed our golden moments.
Oh, yes.
To roll on a little while longer.
Yes, Lord.
It's just so good to be here.
That's right.
And I really can't think of a better place to be at.
Amen.
That's right.
Than to be found in the house of God. And to be right here in the very presence of God.
Amen.
What a place to be.
Yes.
So glad to see my friend.
Amen.
In the person of Deacon Buckner.
Amen.
That's my friend.
Amen.
Always have been my friend.
Amen. All right.
And I tell you, it's just good to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to going out and having some more coffee with you.
All right.
All right.
Yes, all right. I am. And we thank God for all of our visitors and
Amen.
All of our guests. We hope and pray that you have been blessed by the service thus far.
Amen.
And we hope and pray that we can say something. Amen.
Amen.
That would encourage your heart, something where you can find strength to hold on to help you get through the coming week.
Amen.
Amen. Because I can tell you the devil is busy.
All right.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
He knows that time is winding up.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's just getting crazier.
Oh, yes.
And crazier. And crazier.
Amen.
Amen. Coming out of the box, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
So if the devil was a time for God's people,
all right.
To be strong and to come together and to stand together.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That time is right now.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It's right now. We're going to continue to pray for the Edwards family.
Amen.
It was so sad. The young man just really beginning to,
amen,
see life.
Yes, sir.
Then so suddenly, the light is extinguished.
My Lord.
But as we say all the time, we didn't come here to stay our way.
All right.
And you never know when your number is going to be called.
Amen.
And I need y'all to help me get that message to our young folk.
Amen.
Amen.
It's time out for playing.
Thank you.
They got to get serious with their life. Say amen.
Amen.
Because you never know when God is going to call.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, death doesn't end it.
That's right.
Because
amen.
After
amen.
Death, Reverend Johnson, the word says, then come the judgment.
That's right.
Young folks, where you will have to give an account of the life you live.
All right, that's right, sis.
Mama can't get you out of that.
That's right.
That's right.
And Daddy probably be sitting there saying, I told you not to. That's the way us men are. Amen, amen, amen. But we want our young folks to always be serious about your life. And when it comes to God, be serious.
Amen.
Amen. Don't play with him.
That's right.
He's not a toy where you can just pick up and put down when you want to.
Amen.
But this has to be an everyday relationship.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And what y'all think about them Wampus cats?
Amen.
I tell you. I don't know what kind of peanut butter they feeding them this year. But I wish my son would get me a job. I won't say steal me a job. No. I wish he'd get me a job and bring me some. Because I could show you some of whatever it is they got, man.
Amen.
I tell you, they just off the chain. And a two-minute comeback like that? That's just unheard of. Man, I'm just sitting there in my chair listening to the radio. I had to stand up on this one good leg. And I said, go, boy, go, boy, go. We're so proud of them, amen.
Amen.
For all that can make the journey. Well, they come in here, isn't it?
No, sir, we go to Warrington.
Y'all go there?
Yes, sir.
Well, y'all can win there, too.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. They can be beat. You know, giants do fall.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. But all that can, let's go out, let's join them and support them. Let's make the journey with them. Because it means a lot when you are out there and you look up in the stands.
Amen.
And you see your very own. Amen.
That's right.
Wear that black and gold. Wear it proudly. Amen. Let them know I'm a cat. Okay, son, I'ma quit. I know he said, no, Dad, don't do that. I'ma quit. Amen. How many come forward?
Amen.
How many need a word?
Amen.
Then for a few minutes, I want to encourage your hearts. I want to do my best to give you something to hold on to. Amen. For these coming days. Because like I say, times aren't getting any better. Amen, amen. As things happening, the Bible teaches us that we're dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And it's not just up in 1600. What's that?
Pennsylvania Avenue.
Amen. But we are talking about high places all around the world.
That's right.
Time is growing short.
That's right.
And God's people, you have to be strong.
That's right.
If you would, look at somebody sitting next to you. Amen. And just say, neighbor. Be strong.
Be strong.
And that's what I want to encourage you today. Be strong. Amen. Why be strong? Because God is with you. Amen. Joshua.
Right.
Joshua, that first chapter. Mm-hmm.
What chapter? The first chapter.
The first chapter. And I shall. So I'm going to start reading at that seventh verse. When you have it, say amen. Joshua.
Amen.
The first chapter. I'm going to start reading. Well, when you get home, you just read that chapter. And for the sake of time, I'm going to just read verse 1 and 2. How about that?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Mm-hmm. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And let me read that third one. Every place. Does everybody Bible say that?
Amen.
You know, I just can't cut it off without this shout news right here.
All right.
Amen. Amen. All of it's shout news, but this is really some good news here.
Yeah.
Every place.
Every place.
That the sole of your feet shall tread upon.
All right.
That have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. In other words, it's yours.
Joy.
If you can believe God, shout, it's mine.
It's mine.
How many really can believe this? Y'all ain't saying it like y'all believe it. How many know victory can be yours?
Amen.
Joy can be yours. Peace can be yours. Healing can be yours.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Why? Because God said.
Amen. That's right. That's the man.
And he can't lie.
That's right.
Amen. You can be seated. Amen. And